The Cubs wrapping up the season at home against the Reds and tipping the cap to the faithful as two-time now National League Central champs. We pick things up in the fifth inning. It's a 2-2 game. Jose Quintana pitching to Philip Ervin.
Ervin trying to drive in the go-ahead run, and he smokes one into left field, and he's done it. Here comes Barnhart. Here comes the throw. It'll be offline. Bounces off of Contreras, and on to second base goes Ervin, and the Reds have taken a 3-2 lead. Line drive caught by the second baseman, Tommy LaStella. And now he drops the ball, and scoring is Ervin. Swung on, tattooed, back into deep left center. It's gone. Ian Happ has just struck a blow that sends the Cubs in front of this game 5-4. Home run, left center field seats, number 24 for the former UC Bearcat. And Lorenzen has been burned big time here in the eighth inning. 0-1 pitch, swung on, fly ball, center field, that'll take care of business. Happ makes a catch, and the Cubs rally late as they've done so many times this year and defeat the Reds 5-4.
5-4 is the final. Jose Quintana couldn't get through five innings. He allowed four runs on six hits through 4 2/3 for the no decision. The Cubs have won his last six starts. Joey Votto extends his on-base streak to 30 games. That's the longest active streak in the majors. The Reds fall to 67-93 on the season with two games to play after the game. Manager Brian Price spoke.
Wind blowing in at Wrigley, I guess you don't expect a three-run shot there, but I mean, it's about as good a ball as you can hit with half there.
Yeah, it was wind was blowing in hard today. A lot of balls that were hit up in the air that really didn't go anywhere, or they shot foul if they were down left field line, got pushed into the stands, and he put it in that left center gap, and he kept it low enough to get through that wind and get it, and hit it good, you know, to get it out of the ballpark.
With Michael Lorenzen down the stretch, going into the offseason, what have you seen that has been, I mean, the numbers haven't been the same, I guess, going down the stretch. What would be the template you would need to work on?
You know what? Truth be told, I don't really have a whole lot else to say today about this. It just was a tough loss. We've got some things we got to work on between now and spring training. But you know, I'm not going to get into specifics at this point. I'm just tired of watching, you know, us lose games that are there to win. So you know, I don't have a whole lot to say.
The series continues on Saturday. Jackson Stevens gets the start for the Reds against John Lester for the Cubs.